Blog Talk Radio.
For joining us today. And as we just worship the Lord, we want to share great news for today's world. And we thank you so much for being a part of our lives here. Tell everyone about great news for today's world. And we have a host here, co-host with me online. Her name is Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, we're going to turn off our theme song right now. And how are you, Sister Sarah?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
We are good. Aren't we excited about sharing the great news for today's world?
We are.
And we're going to share today, everybody, if you're ready, if you got your Bible and pen and piece of paper, we are going to share how to just get rid of all that heavy burden, how to get your cares just rested in the Lord and have peace in your mind. And so thank you again for joining us. Sister Sarah, would you please open in prayer?
Yes. Father, I thank you for your presence that's here with us now. I thank you for every person that's listening on this line. I pray, Lord, that your word would not return void today and that we would seek the wisdom that you have for us today. May you be glorified in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, and that is verse I believe we're going to start in verse 6. So it's 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. And that, of course, is in the New Testament, towards the back of the New Testament, after Hebrews. If you're new to the Lord, it's Hebrews, James, and then 1 Peter chapter 5. And Miss Sarah, would you please read verse 6 and 7 for us?
Sure. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you."
Wow. If you can just take in that word today, everybody, that scripture right there, that text, is for the whole world. It doesn't matter where you live, where you are, what your so-called status or your race is. This is for you. Say, "This is for me today."
This is for me today.
Yes, amen, sister. And so here we go. Humble yourself. That there means to get in a low position before the Lord. Go in your closet. Go in a private place and just humble yourself. I know there's many burdens, there's many cares in this world today, but you know, our good shepherd, the Father God Jehovah, through Jesus, will take care of us if we'll let him. It says to humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, in due season. Maybe you're waiting for prayer requests to be answered and you're not seeing it. Be patient and wait on the Lord. He will exalt you in that due season, in that minute, that time. God is God and he will never, ever fail us. Sister Sarah, do you have anything to add to that scripture?
Yes. I actually had been going through some struggles with regards to pregnancy and having children and really learning to fully release those cares upon the Lord and trusting in his timing, that everything doesn't have to happen whenever I want it or think it should be done in, but it's all about when the Lord says it should happen. And once I release that care to him, there felt like a weight lifted off of my shoulders in doing so.
Amen. And how we do that is, let's move on to verse 7, casting all your care. So let me give you a little bit of history here. Casting. Who is writing this? This is Brother Peter. And sometimes people kind of look at the disciples or the apostles as teeny little men. I have been around fishermen. I have been around construction workers, some rough people. These fishermen are built generally pretty big. They're rough, they're rugged, and they're just raw people. And so remember that the Lord calls those things of the world that seem foolish to confound the wise. And so God called Peter the rock. And he was a fisherman. This is what I want to paint in your mind. He was a fisherman. So he didn't have this little puny little boat that was almost tearing up and falling in the water. He had his business. There was a big ship. And he had large nets that they had to cast. So picture this. Peter writes this. Cast all of your care. And so as you cast that big net, throwing out all of your care out into the deep waters and let it just sink, and give it unto the good shepherd. Because it says right here, casting all of it. Don't hold on to it. Just let that net go. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Will you please let the Lord care for you today? Give your mind, your heart, your thoughts, and just get quiet just for a few minutes, if you can, before the Lord. And just say, Lord, I have so much that I don't know what to do. I just give it to you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I cast this care. I cast my family. I cast my hurt, my financial issues, Lord. My friendship, my body, my health. Everything to you. Add to this, sister.
Casting your cares, just like Reverend Robin mentioned, is literally taking that fishing pole, attaching to the line whatever it is that you have worry or need of, and casting that line out into the water. The Lord is the one who will bring the answer. It's not going to come in our own strength, but in God's strength alone. And all we have to do is release it, and the Lord will take care of it for you.
Amen. Like Ephesians 3:20 says, he'll do above and beyond whatever you can think or even ask for. Remember when Peter cast out the net when he first met the Lord and couldn't catch any fish, and Jesus said, throw it on the other side. And he had such a big catch. He had to call his friends, everybody, to help him because his big ship was sinking. God can do above. We're talking about the creator of all. He knew you. Listen. He knew you before the foundation of the world, before you were knitted in your mother's womb. He dreamed of you. He dreamed of Reverend Robin, of Sister Sarah. He dreamed of you, and you came into existence, created in his image. Do you really think he wants you to worry and have all these cares? It makes the heart sick. Let it go. So now one more text I want us to turn to. It's Psalm 37. And I want you to take this word in deep. Take it in deep and go out with it and give it all to the good shepherd. You can tell a good shepherd because his sheep look beautiful, running quickly, kicking their heels up, fed well. The Lord is our shepherd. We have no want. He leads you beside the still waters to lie down in the green pastures. Trust in the Lord. Now, we're going to look at Psalm 37 here. And I'm just going to read a little bit. Psalms 37, 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. You will dwell in the land and you shall be fed. Verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord. Delight, commit, roll it all over. Be happy in the Lord, and he will give you, listen to this, he will give you the desires of your heart. My desire is to travel more and more out into the world to tell the great news to the world today, to travel across the United States of America. I know that you have dreams. Commit it to the Lord. Delight yourself. Put a happy face on, like my mother used to tell me. Put your happy face on in the Lord. In verse 5, commit. Turn it to God. Thy way unto the Lord. Trust. Steadfast. Faith. Rest. Just like you did with your father, if you had a good father. If you didn't, then I will share with you, my father was a pastor also. I could trust him with everything in my life. You can trust Jehovah God. And so we just thank the Lord for that. And the last verse is 8, cease from anger. Well, Sister Sarah, we've got about a minute left. You have something quickly to say here?
I don't. I think you covered it well with regard to committing our ways to him.
Amen. Well, again, we are sisters of the Lord. We're going to be going out in our region, in our area, and we're going to be ministering to the hurting women. But this is also for the men, for the young and old. Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, that we can share great news for today's world. As 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all of our care unto the Lord, for he cares for us. Lord, as they commit their ways unto you, you the desires of their heart to pass. Thank you, Father. We just worship you, for your love never fails. Thank you for Sister Sarah and the sisters of the Lord. And God bless you all. We'll play our song and say goodbye until tomorrow.